Hello, everybody, and welcome to Film Session presented by Microsoft Surface. I'm DJ Shockley of AtlantaFalcons.com. The Falcons lost a tough one on Sunday to the Philadelphia Eagles, but there were a few plays in this ball game that I do want to talk about a little bit. There were one play that was not so good and one that was pretty good by the Falcons. Let's start with the not so good play to start off. And this is a big third down play here. The Falcons are in man coverage. And man coverage, you know, you got everybody's manned up here. You can see the back, he's going to be manned up, the linebacker manned up on him, and then you see the corner here. So everybody has manned up coverage on the front side, and the back side, the safeties are playing back this way. So it looks sort of like two-man coverage, but the safeties don't get too far off the hash because of the tight splits. What the Eagles are going to run here is what we call a scissors combination, which means they cut the inside guy, he runs a corner route, the outside guy runs a post, and he tried to affect his safety to get him out of the way to open up a huge, huge avenue over here to catch the football. And they're also going to bring this tight end who is here out into the flat just in case there's a flat defender to hold the flat defender down here. So as the play gets started, you can see exactly what I'm saying. He gets over the top, see man coverage. But one thing I want you to recognize is he's playing his inside leverage, but he loses too much to the inside. He's going to run this corner route and he'll leave so much room over here to throw the football. Most of the time, you prefer that he plays his outside leverage and force him somewhere back into where the safeties are, would give him a better chance to give him a little bit more help. But on the backside, you can see he leaves too much leverage on the inside, opens it up, and there's a huge area over here to throw the football for him to catch the football, which is a huge play here on third down. So losing the leverage on the receiver allows him to get this huge pitch and catch on the sideline and a huge third down conversion for the Philadelphia Eagles. Little small things, little details of your leverage, of how you're playing inside or outside to receive, especially when you're playing man coverage, matters the most, especially when you don't have the help. So on that particular play, Brian Poole has to do a better job of keeping his leverage on that receiver and has a better chance of stopping that big third down play by the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, we just saw a not-so-good play from the Falcons defense, but this next play is a very, very good play by the defensive line and also by the linebackers holding their container. We just talked about the small things, the details of doing things right on the defense side of the ball, which helps you. And this is a third down stand on the goal line to keep the Eagles out of the end zone, which was a big play in the game because they could have scored a touchdown and it would have been a bigger deficit for the Falcons offense. But on this particular play, this is the goal line stands here, and Kamal Ishmael's on the outside. He's going to be the guy who holds containment, who does a good job. And then you're going to have Phillip Wheeler, who is the linebacker right here in the middle. He is going to want to be running the alley. But the one critical thing I want you to notice is penetration. Penetration is so huge, especially when you're talking about on the goal line. Ben Garland, a converted offensive lineman, is the guy who really messes up this play. He's going to get upfield here, and this is the guy who should block Phillip Wheeler coming around on this stretch zone play where they want to run right here. But because of the penetration by Ben Garland up here, Phillip Wheeler is able to run the alley, and then this guy can never get to him because of the penetration up front by Mr. Garland here. So as the play gets going, they want to run stretch zone, but here's the penetration. Penetration right here. Look at Ben Garland. He has a penetration right up front, and now here's the tackle who's in the backfield who's trying to get up on Phillip Wheeler. You see the gaping hole right here. If he's able to get up on him, here's a clear walk-in by Ryan Matthews or the Philadelphia Eagles. But because Phillip Wheeler runs the alley and then Kamal Ishmael keeps his containment, keeps his leverage on the outside, he forces him to run it up, and then here comes the penetration from the backside, and Phillip Wheeler is able to make the play. Boom. Nice job of him running that alley and then making the critical play here to stop him on third and goal. As he gets through, 73, actually who is the fullback, is not allowed to get through, so he does a good job of forcing that play. And then here comes Phillip Wheeler to end it. And then you see Kamal Ishmael on the backside being a guy who is keeping containment on the backside. So we talk about the small things. We talk about the details. Brian Poole didn't keep the leverage on his particular receiver, which allowed him to convert. This time, Kamal Ishmael keeps the leverage. Phillip Wheeler runs the alley. Ben Garland gets the penetration on the goal line. And there you go. You have a perfect stand by the Atlanta Falcons defense. Well, we hope you guys have enjoyed this week's film session presented by Microsoft Surface. We'll see you next week. Falcons have a bye, but we'll see you next week, and we hope you enjoyed it. I'm DJ Shockley of AtlantaFalcons.com. We'll see you next time.